The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Saturday, December 18th. 2021 is coming to a close in just a couple of weeks. So today, we're taking a look back at the stories that dominated the news this year. To do that, we're bringing you a roundup of some of our special edition Saturday episodes. We covered the major headlines, like the U.S. Capitol riot, the Afghanistan withdrawal, and the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Plus other big stories, from the Pentagon's UFO report to the supply chain crisis, and much more. And true to the newsworthy style, we'll highlight some of the fun interviews we shared with you this year as well, talking about things like electric cars and the first all-civilian mission to space. So let's take a journey through the year that was 2021. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. It took just 6 days into 2021 for major news to happen. We rushed to get people on the show with inside knowledge.
Well, Erica, number one, I was stunned because I wouldn't have thought for a minute that people could storm and get inside of the Capitol. And as it got worse, as it unfolded, I felt sicker about it.
From a former U.S. Capitol police chief to reporters inside the Capitol the day it happened.
That iconic photo many people have seen of Capitol police officers with their guns drawn and behind a piece of furniture that barricaded the door. And you could see the protesters trying to knock out the window and get inside the chamber. I saw that with my own eyes.
And that news event quickly brought on another. The January 6th Capitol riot led to former President Trump's second impeachment.
President Trump has the ignominious distinction of having been the first president to be impeached twice while in office.
But the Senate trial took place after he was already out of office.
At the end of the day, can't be removed from office. The most that could happen here is that after having decided to convict him, if the Senate were to convict him, the Senate could take a simple majority vote to bar him from holding office.
President Trump was ultimately acquitted. A couple of months later, a different trial held the nation's attention, the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of killing George Floyd. We heard from a local criminal defense lawyer who was watching the case closely. What did you make of Chauvin's decision not to testify?
Crazy. Big mistake. He had to get up on the stand. Unless he was going to be a god-awful witness and just come across as a jerk, he had to get up there and humanize himself.
And we spoke to the Floyd family's attorney.
Absolutely. We think this sends the right message that no matter who you are or what you look like or what your job is, you're going to be held accountable if you're a wrongdoer.
We also questioned whether the Taliban would be held accountable. The group took control of Afghanistan when the U.S. pulled troops out of the country, ending 20 years of war. Do you believe the Taliban when they say they'll be more tolerant and not punish those who helped the U.S. and its allies?
I don't believe the Taliban in any way. They haven't earned anybody's trust ever. However, I think anybody who thinks they can predict what's going to happen in Afghanistan is delusional. It's just a complex, very nuanced system and set of norms.
You know, we keep talking about the resilience of Afghan women, but resilience is only when you're put to the test. What we really should have is full rights and fundamental freedoms like everybody else. And that is precisely what Afghan women deserve.
And we've covered the issue affecting everyone around the world.
The increase in storms it's hard to deny it. The amount of landfalls of major hurricanes along the Gulf Coast from Florida all the way around to Texas is far more than anything I've ever experienced in my lifetime.
A thermometer is not Democrat or Republican. A wildfire does not knock on your door and ask you who you voted for in the last election before it burns down your house. This issue matters to every single one of us, and we need solutions from across the political spectrum.
Of course, the debates continue on Capitol Hill, whether it's about climate change or the pandemic. It's now the second year that COVID-19 has been part of our lives. We hope we helped you navigate it with experts discussing vaccines, variants, and more.
It seems obvious, but you sort of have to build trust in the vaccine itself, but also have the people who are telling you that the vaccine is safe be people that folks trust as well.
And so we actually have thousands of variants of SARS-CoV-2 and other viruses. It's just that most of those variants aren't really concerning. It's the variants of concern that are the ones that we worry about. So variants like Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, and now Omicron.
We also addressed the pandemic's impact on the economy, work, and travel.
During the pandemic, we're not going out as much. We're not traveling as much. And so a lot of that consumer spending has been moved to physical goods that have to be moved through the supply chain. So you've got this huge demand spike. That's kind of the largest catalyst to the supply chain issues we're having is really on the demand side.
One of the main things that it's helpful to be aware of as a traveler is that airlines kind of quietly changed one of their policies for the better during the pandemic to get rid of change fees. As long as you have booked your flight in main economy or higher, you can change your flight dates without paying any penalty whatsoever.
There's so much more to talk about as we reflect on 2021. We'll take a look at some of the other headlines of the year and some lighthearted news we covered as well, just ahead. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. While we want to believe the holidays are a joyous time, that's not always the case. It can be a difficult season for many people, from just the stress of managing everything holiday-related to strained family relationships to missing loved ones no longer with us. Whether it feels big or small, there's no reason you need to deal with it alone. BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with yours, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. You always connect in a private online environment. Whether you're texting, talking on the phone, or connecting on a video call, it's secure and confidential and helpful. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. This episode is also brought to you by KiwiCo. The holidays are all about coming together with loved ones and taking an active role in creating the magic of the season. Yes, you could buy things like ornaments, for example, but isn't building your own so much more fun and rewarding? This year, KiwiCo wants to invite you and your family to make the holidays a little less prepackaged and a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. Our family has loved getting KiwiCo crates in the mail. We continue to get new, exciting, and high-quality toys that were chosen by the experts for my son's specific age and development. And I already have KiwiCo on my gift list for my niece, who is several years older than my son, and I know she will especially love getting mail that is just for her. She'll also love KiwiCo's real engineering, science, and art projects each month. This holiday, don't just teach kids how to buy. Teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to our year in review. Perhaps it was the pandemic and lower interest rates that had people thinking about the place they spend most of their time, their homes. We got perspective from Zillow's home trends expert.
We know that homes are selling in a median of 13 days. That's really, really fast. So people are forced to make decisions really quickly.
And the stars of HGTV shows shared how more homes are under construction now.
The houses are transitioning with the times that we're going through. You know, people want a place where they can live, work, and play all at home.
If you can renovate what you have, then you save yourself the cost of moving, and all that money can be reinvested into turning the home you have into the one you want.
Of course, the other place people are spending more of their time now is online. Even digital currencies and assets are going more mainstream, from Bitcoin to NFTs.
When it comes to digital art, I think it's very funny when people get like all up in arms about what is and isn't art. All that matters is what some people think it is and how much they're willing to pay.
And this year brought bipartisan backlash to some of the biggest social media companies. Here's Meta's former public policy director after the so-called Facebook papers were leaked.
we shouldn't just look at this of like, if we get rid of Facebook or make big changes to Facebook, that it's necessarily going to fix our politics. We have to look at how that all works together across the broader internet ecosystem.
And as we talked about the impacts of Facebook and Instagram on kids, we had more conversations about mental health overall. Even the Summer Olympics sparked debate about it. We spoke with gymnast Jordan Chiles, who stepped in for Simone Biles.
I know she's not a quitter and she's a fighter. I know she did the right thing knowing that it was for her health. When Simone came and told the whole group, I was like, okay, Jordan, you actually have to put yourself in some humongous shoes, but you know, it's going to be okay.
The medicine to treat mental illnesses is evolving too. A Marine veteran told us about his experience taking part in a study using psychedelics to help treat his PTSD.
When the medicine starts to work, you have this incredible feeling of vulnerability, but you're so grateful that you're able to be vulnerable.
2021 also brought new discussions about electric cars.
The auto industry was severely impacted by the pandemic. We saw auto sales down about 15% overall, but you saw electric vehicles continuing to grow.
And space tourism.
Because I never would have thought I would have had the opportunity to lead, you know, the first all-civilian mission to space. Like, that's a major first.
You know, what I'm actually most excited about is being the first pediatric cancer survivor to go to space.
And speaking of space, there was the Pentagon's report about UFOs.
Some of the objects are real and their nature is not known. The report is intriguing enough for this subject to move away from the talking points of politicians, national security advisors, or military personnel into the realm of science.
We also talked with and about celebrities from the Free Britney movement that fascinated her fans.
The things that Britney said in court were coherent enough to show that she doesn't need a conservator.
To the lessons learned during Shark Week.
I don't think you should ever let the things that you're afraid of stop you from doing the things that you love.
In 2021, we kept you up to date on politics, the pandemic, science, tech, and entertainment. We hope it both informed and inspired you. And we're ready to do it all over again in 2022. Of course, today's Year in Review featured just a fraction of the interviews we shared with you as part of our special edition Saturday episodes. Next week, we'll talk about some of the best good news stories of 2021 alongside Tank Sinatra of the famous Instagram account Tank's Good News. That's next Saturday on Christmas Day. And of course, before then, we'll continue to bring our 10-minute news roundups to you every Monday through Friday. Thank you so much for listening and making the newsworthy part of your routine throughout 2021. We hope you'll stick with us in the new year. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.